This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Cyber criminals of the future may be able to do a lot more than steal identities, mine for data, and interfere with computer systems. Sophisticated hackers could shut down power grids, hospitals, planes, and more, says Bertrand Cambou, a researcher and professor at Northern Arizona University's School of Informatics, Computing, and Cyber Systems.
The criminal are going to have the possibility to kill, to damage countries. The level of opportunities for criminals has been changing from having fun, breaking a system, password, and so on, to damage part of economies and could be actually more effective than traditional weaponry.
Under a contract with the U.S. Air Force, Cambou researches cybersecurity methods using nanotechnology and nanomaterials. The work involves a complicated process of fingerprinting individual machines like computers and cell phones so they will recognize each other.
You see, there's a two-level of task here. The first task is to create those fingerprint, and the second is to take advantage of it to prevent hacking system. The objective we have, the end game, is to protect communications, to protect assets, to protect information in such a way that third party will not be able to enter and play a destructive game without having the knowledge of those fingerprints.
Cambou believes his cybersecurity solutions will have broad applications in transportation systems, bank transactions, and national security. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.